Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the impact of Eastern Red Cedar on our beef cattle herds in just a moment. The Davis family of Adair, Oklahoma, having a dairy dispersal sale Tuesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. They'll be selling all cattle and equipment in their dairy. That'll be live from the Davis Dairy Farm and also broadcast on SuperiorClickToBid.com on sale day. You can contact Superior Livestock for more information and to register at 800-421-2117. Davis Family Dairy Dispersal, Adair, Oklahoma, Tuesday, February 24th, 10 a.m.
Cattlemen, it's the Duff Cattle Company's Power Plus Female and Bull Sale this coming Saturday, February 21st, 1 o'clock at the Duff Farm Sale Facility in Hobart, Oklahoma. Duff Cattle will be selling 140 head, including 50 calving Angus donor prospects and 80 Angus and Aberdeen bulls 18 to 24 months of age. You can attend the sale in Hobart or see it live on Dish Network Channel 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Call Duff Cattle for info, 580-726-3313, or go to PowerPlusCattle.com.
Throughout the Southern Plains, you'll find Eastern Red Cedar trees. In many locations, a lot of them. And in pasture land, many times they're competing for resources, especially water. And according to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, if you really cleaned up the Eastern Red Cedar tree problem, you could end up with a lot better carrying capacity on many of our pastures.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have, I'm not sure the exact number, depends on who you ask, but certainly several million acres in Oklahoma that are severely encroached with red cedar at this point. And we haven't controlled it, and we do lose grazing. I mean, we know from the numbers that you can eventually reach essentially 100% loss of grazing potential when those acres become fully encroached with red cedar. And the incentives have not been strong enough in the past for landowners on a private basis to control that. The other side of this issue, of course, is there are some real public dimensions to this thing in terms of the wildfire risk, what that does to, you know, other landowners and homeowners. There's all of the allergy problems and public health issues that go along with red cedar. So there's certainly an argument for a public role in this as well. But just the basic cattle industry economics would tell you that perhaps the incentives are there now to do a little better job controlling cedar, getting a grazing management plan in place to keep it controlled, and as a result, we could increase cow carrying capacity in parts of Oklahoma.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who believes the carrying capacity of a lot of our pastures would be improved even in the face of lingering drought if you're able to control the Eastern Red Cedar population on your ranch operation. It's a good management practice that could pay you some big dividends.
Yeah, I think so. I think you could add a significant number of cows and be in a more stable forage situation from the standpoint of managing through droughts and so on. If you had those pastures in better shape and a management plan to keep them that way.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. The Oklahoma Forestry Services Department, part of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, has got a really good FAQ document that we've linked to on our Beef Buzz page on the OklahomaFarmReport.com from this particular story. They say that whatever you decide to do regarding trying to control red cedars on your land, stick with it. Controlling red cedars, they say, is not a one-time proposition, but requires property owners to become active managers of their lands. If that management will allow you to carry a few more cows on your place, it'll be well worthwhile. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyard Saturday, February 21st at noon. The sale features heifer pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, bred cows, and 40 bulls. The bulls come with fertility and trick test if needed. New buyers need to pre-register before sale day. To check out all the consignments, see the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.